time now to, if we can you? There's a challenge. Make light of news and current affairs. John Flismus, what's
no,
up?
No, I think we can. I think it's possible. Yeah. You know?
You've had a bit of training.
We have.
Over the course of many years.
Quickly talk about these fake guns.
The toy guns, yeah.
Get this virtual, like, virtue signaling. Can we, you know, it's one thing you talk about normalizing violence for children. Have you been outside in Johannesburg? Mm-hmm. We have normalized violence for adults. Like, yeah. Can I just put that out there?
And when you say been outside, are you just talking about life in general? Just, or is there something specific that struck you?
Just go to a shopping center or watch YouTube videos of how law enforcement, like, there is no sense of, like, you know, the abnormality of violence amongst adults. So I think we need to start with adults. That's just me. You know, like, kids are kids. They've got imaginations. It's you know, you can get over this stuff. Adults will problems anyway.
Yeah, well, we're also giving them these toy guns within that context, right? That greater context of just no accountability whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's easy to rule over children. Like, that's simple. You can tell a kid it's a fake gun. They'll get it. The problem is an adult doesn't understand that a car is not a weapon. Like, or you know, having a badge that says you're a law enforcement officer doesn't entitle you to treat people badly. So I just feel like we might be getting a bit, you know, we're all getting together as adults and going, well, let's fix the kids. No, fix yourself. Leave the children. Let them have an imagination. So that's just my grumpy start.
I wish I had sound effects for John. We might drop a bomb for him at this point, you know.
So should we talk about what I think is interestingly satirical?
Go ahead.
Okay, so Public Enterprise Minister Pravin Gordhan, by all accounts, right, all rational accounts anyway, he's an excellent person for the job of cleaning up our pavement after what I can only call Mr. Zuma's walkies all over the nation. But even Mr. Gordhan has become a little bit desperate, and by asking us, the same South Africans from the last conversation, to step in and help rescue SAA.
His new interesting times, right?
Well, I mean, the new strategy can be sort of summarized basically as a, seriously, guys, please help.
No, I mean, it was struggling. Please help.
We must buy SAA tickets to fix the national carrier, right? As well as donate our tax money to his bailout. So, you know, I just want to refer Mr. Gordhan, when he asks South Africans to help him, to our previous response to appeals to pay our e-tolls. That deafening silence plays out across the highways every day. It's not going to happen.
All right. Or crickets, right?
Crickets all along.
And of course, we're being hit by load shedding as we speak.
We have been hit by load shedding. Now upgraded to stage two. Aren't we grateful? It's hilarious because it gives privileged white people a taste of what it's like to live in the real like South Africa outside Woolworths.
Yeah.
Like, we're without power for a few hours. I mean, light a candle, have a conversation, do something useful, do a puzzle, you know, in your waterproof sheltered home. Stop firing off Facebook messages about how messed up the country is. Because load shedding has been characterized by high-pitched whining, and often it's heard over milk foam that's made possible by generators. So I just feel, you know.
I felt that.
Can we just get real for a second? It's 3 hours, 4 hours of your time.
I felt that. And I'll remember that the next time I go outside to switch on my generator so I can make my cappuccino and froth my milk.
What I mean?
Thank you so much, John Flismus.
You have milk, you have foam, you have a generator. Can we just regroup on our strategic assets here?
How very dare you critique my middle class privilege. Ove.
No, it's okay. Yours is legitimate.
What else are you taking pot shots at?
Social media videos, right? Confirm that the crime stats are definitely up in this country.
Do you watch social media, or rather videos that circulate on social media that are related to crime?
I try not to get involved in the sort of sucked into the vortex of negativity, but when you see the actual videos that confirm that crime stats are up, footage of police stealing phones from citizens who are trying to document brutality, assault by police officers of small little geography teachers trying to exercise their rights to find a safe place to pull over, and finally inflation, the rising cost of purchasing a police officer at the side of the road, it's really going up.
Oh, how much is it now these days?
It's got to be at least 150. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean,
for every infraction. Irrespective of the size and the
about 150.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's Brent crude oil, and then there's the Brent crude officer on the side of the road, and they're going up as well. Municipalities are changing hands across the nation. The ANC is winning back some places. You know, Joburg has now gone back to the ANC.
Yep.
Tegwini, I think, is imminent. I think that's going to be happening soon. So Julius Malema has moved swiftly to remedy the situation, or at least make it useful, mm-hmm. he's reinstating smoking areas at all the municipality buildings, which I thought was quite good. The erstwhile commander-in-chief says that it's the ideological right of any worker to smoke, but also it increases sales for his friends who fund his lifestyle and his party. Mr. Malema has been accused previously of having no filter in public. And he says he can actually guarantee that there will be filter, plain, light, and menthol options going forward. He also says that smoke is not always an indication of fire, and the worst smoke is white. That's the one that kills you. And he also says that calling diseased lungs black is a Stratcom strategy reinforcing negative stereotypes.
Bye, John.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming. Oh, hang on. It's your studio. I'll leave.
Goodbye. We'll see you again next week.
I'll see you next week.
12 minutes past 8. You're listening to Weekend Breakfast.